Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnayos over here discuss certain Takanas Derabanan, different rules regarding Peah that the Rabbanan established. Mishnah Dalet. Peah ain't kaitunaisa b'magalis. The Peah cannot be harvested with magalis, with sickles. When the poor people would come to collect the Peah, they weren't allowed to use these sharp sickles cutting the Peah, since it was a free-for-all. Everybody was coming to grab. The different poor people were coming to grab as much as they could. It would be dangerous for them to be wielding these blades. They could cut each other. So the Rabbanan said that they can't use a sickle. Ve'in ikranaisa b'kardumais. When they're digging up certain things from the ground, like onions, potatoes, they weren't allowed to uproot them b'kardumais with hoes and spades, because, again, it would be dangerous if everybody was swinging around these metal tools. The Mishnah says, Kadesh la Yaku ishas reyu, so one man shouldn't hit his friend, the poor people shouldn't hit each other while they were collecting the Peah. Mishnah Hay, another Takana Darabanan. The Mishnah says, Shalosh Abayis Bayim. There were three different appearances that the Baal Habayis, the owner of the land, appeared three times a day, and he opened up the field, made it available for the poor people to come and collect the Peah. They weren't allowed to come at any time. The Baal Habayis was present, and he would allow them to come. And the Rabbanan set up that there were three specific times. The Mishnah says, B'shachar, in the morning, B'chatzais, at midday, U'bamincha, and in the afternoon. These were three set times that Chazal set up, that the field should be open and available for the poor people to come and collect the Peah. There's a difference of opinion in the Mishnah. What was the purpose of this takana? Rabbi Gamliel says, Loi amru el kadesh lo yifchasu. The point of these three times was that the landowner should not do less than that. There has to be at least three times that the field is open and available. But if he wants to make it more times, he can open it up a fourth or fifth or as many times as he wants to make it available. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva says, Lai amru ela kadesh lo yasifu, that they set these three times, that it should be these three and no more. He's not allowed to add more. Rabbi Kiva understood that Chazal were worried that he may open it up at a random time and only make it known to a certain aniyim that were his friends, and then only they would show up and know about it, and they would collect all of the Peah. So therefore, Chazal established that there has to be three set known times of Shachris, Chatzais, and Mamincha, in these three set times that it was known to all the aniyim, in order that the landowner would not undercover just open it up and make it known to a few people. This way it was said that everybody knew about it at these three set times, and the Baal Habayis was not allowed to add more times. The Mishnah ends off with a certain practice that a specific family did. Shall base Namer, the house of Namer, this family, what they would do when they would harvest their field, Hayumalaktim alachevel, they would harvest along a rope. They would use a rope to measure out. They would lie a rope along the rows in the fields, and they would measure out until the end of that rope. They would harvest, and then they would leave at the end of that row for the aniyim. And they would do so for every row, instead of harvesting all the full rows and then leaving the last row or the last few rows, depending on 1/60th, whoever that was, leaving just the end for Peah. They would leave the end of each and every row by measuring with a rope, and they would harvest along this measuring rope and leave the rest of the row for the aniyim. V'naisen Peah mikol omen v'omen, and they would leave Peah at the end of each row after row for the aniyim. The benefit of this was that the Peah became accessible already in the beginning of the harvest. After each row, the Peah was already accessible for the aniyim, as opposed to the normal practice of leaving Peah only at the end. So then it only became accessible after they had completed the harvesting of the whole field, and then the last rows were left behind. So, and this way was praised because it made it more accessible, that the Peah was accessible for the poor people earlier and at a very set pace that they knew after each row would be harvested, it would be there available, and it was beneficial for the aniyim, and it was praiseworthy.